This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Every advocate of Bitcoin has been operating under a blatantly false assumption that I'm going to deconstruct right here on this podcast. This is crucial for you to understand because the false assumption is that they think the central banks will just sit by and do nothing and allow Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to take over the world and make Federal Reserve and the world's wealthy elite obsolete. Now, if you think that the JP Morgans of the world and the Chase banks and the global banksters and all those who run the central banks, if you think they are going to sit back and allow themselves to become obsolete by a bunch of liberty-oriented software engineers, then you are a fool. They will fight back. And by the way, my position on this is that the central banks are evil. They are creating fake money, fiat currency. They are engaged in the financial domination of the world. And it is time for a financial revolution that makes money, real money for people where the central banks can't steal it. However, I'm also a realist in that I understand that the central banks will not give up power voluntarily. They won't sit by and do nothing while cryptocurrencies make them obsolete. So, and by the way, welcome to this podcast. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. You can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com if you're interested. Now, how can the central banks destroy Bitcoin? It is so incredibly easy that there's no question they already thought of this, and they're probably already doing it. There's no doubt in my mind. It's the simplest thing in the world. If you're a central bank, you know, the Fed or other central banks, European Central Bank, whatever, all you do is, because you can create endless money yourself, right? Because you're in the business of creating counterfeiting fake currency. That's what central banks do. You just create counterfeit currency and use it to buy massive amounts of Bitcoin. And you drive the Bitcoin price up. And you do it through, you know, you don't even have to make it complex because Bitcoin purchases are, you know, semi-anonymous. They're not that easy to track. It's not perfectly anonymous, but close enough. And central banks have access to many, many different accounts and banking infrastructure. Obviously, they can spread around the purchases to make it look like it's nothing fishy. They can have, you know, 1,000 different Bitcoin wallets receiving the Bitcoins and so on. This is very easy for them to do this. So they will be buying Bitcoin like crazy, but sporadically, here and there, you know, making it go up over time and accumulating a massive amount of Bitcoin currency themselves for the sole purpose of causing a Bitcoin crash with a massive coordinated sell-off, where they can sell off 1,000 Bitcoin wallets simultaneously. Now, they know what I'm about to share with you, which is why this will crater the entire Bitcoin system. Number one, Bitcoin can only handle currently in its current infrastructure about 7 transactions per second. That's it. That's not very much. That's why it can't scale, by the way. It has massive scaling problems. And that's why Bitcoin can never be a world currency in its current state. It just doesn't have the transactional scalability in terms of throughput volume. But what the central banks know is that they can clog up the Bitcoin trades by just issuing, you know, 5 to 10 sell orders a second, and all of them are sell orders. And what they'll do is they'll jam up the transaction processing, which will crater the Bitcoin infrastructure because it's slow to begin with, and the price will collapse. The price will absolutely plummet very rapidly, and they can drive Bitcoin towards zero. They won't be able to hit zero, obviously, but they can drive it very far down thereby wiping out, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in apparent assets that people think they have in Bitcoin right now. Because remember, the total value of the Bitcoin market is always calculated in terms of the last price. So if Bitcoin goes from, let's say, $3,000 per Bitcoin down to $300 per Bitcoin because of this maneuver, that means everybody loses 90%. Everybody who's holding Bitcoin loses 90%. And that, see, the central banks know that even a drop of 50% will trigger a lot of automatic sell orders because there's a lot of automated Bitcoin trading taking place, which means lots and lots of sell orders are in the mix right now. And those will be triggered automatically, which will further flood the transaction system, further overloading the system, further dropping the price and causing more sell orders to be triggered. And then when human time comes around and people start to wake up and realize consciously that Bitcoin is crashing, there will be a lot of human sell orders on top of that. And they'll go into the system and they will further clog up the entire system. So the central banks have every weapon that they need to destroy Bitcoin, and you can bet they're going to use it. Again, if you think they're going to sit back and do nothing and let this cryptocurrency that they can't control dominate the world, you're a fool. Look, governments and central banks, their number one mission is to protect themselves. Their second mission is to expand their power and dominance. I mean, governments and central banks and corporations, they all function basically the same, with the same mission. That is to control, expand, like cancer tumors, is control and expand everything, destroy the competition. They will destroy Bitcoin, or at least attempt to do so in every way possible. Now, see, this is the hard part to get in all of this. I'm pro cryptocurrency, you see. I would love to see the central banks made obsolete. I really would. I'd love to see a new, I don't know, a gold-backed currency that's owned by the people, or currencies run by the states or something like that. I mean, the central bank is stealing from everybody. It's confiscating wealth by printing new money, and it's going to lead to catastrophic collapse. There's no question about it. But they are powerful. If you do not understand how powerful they are, then you're not living in reality. And I understand it's easy to be swept up in the cult of Bitcoin and thinking, oh, this is going to change the world. This is going to revolutionize the world. We're going to have freedom and liberty. Everybody buy more Bitcoin. Probably not going to happen that way, because there are current monopolists, globalists, elitists, who don't want to lose power. And they will do everything in their power to make sure that they maintain power. See, I'm a realist about it. I've been around long enough to know how evil these systems, these monopoly systems really are, and what they're willing to do to control the world money supply. They're willing to do anything. And buying up $1 billion worth of Bitcoin so they can sell it off and crash the market and cause everybody to lose money, that's nothing to them. They'd do that in a heartbeat. Doesn't take them, that's in the blink of an eye. It wouldn't even cost them anything because they can create the money for free. And if you think they aren't already planning to do that, then you're not living in reality. They're going to do it. And their job is to increase volatility as much as possible and cause massive losses as much as possible. And they've got unlimited funds to do it with. Imagine how much havoc you could cause in a marketplace if you had unlimited funds and you were told your marching orders are create as much volatility and chaos as possible. What could you do if that were your mission and you didn't have any ethics, so you were willing to do it, and you had unlimited money? You could cause all kinds of havoc. That's what the central banks are going to do. So all these people promoting Bitcoin, it is flying unicorn, pie in the sky, delusional, dream world, Obama-style hope that is going to get smacked down so hard by the central banks or other players that it's going to be epic. Don't get caught up in it. Be careful. If you get into any cryptocurrency, be careful, because a massive assault is coming, a massive coordinated attack that uses the Bitcoin infrastructure to crater Bitcoin itself. It's coming. Mark my words, the day is coming. And when it happens, I'll give you an update. But it's going to be freaking brutal when it does happen. Stay safe, everybody. Hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening today.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.